Greetings, friends and neighbors. It's Pastor Bob, and it's a Saturday, the day before our very next Sabbath. Amen. A preparation day, a holy Saturday. And it's episode 6 of our daily respite series. So on Saturdays through our little series, we're going to hear from the late monk from the hills of Kentucky, Thomas Merton. Thomas Merton's probably good for a Saturday. It gives us a little more relaxation time to absorb and digest what we hear. Thomas Merton is, I'd consider, one of the most unique voices in contemporary spirituality the last couple hundred years. His worldview, his way of seeing things, seeing God, seeing the church, it seems like he can see all these things better than anybody else and sees them in a way that it's really hard to understand. He sees them in a deeply, deeply spiritual way. He writes and talks as if the spiritual way is the way, as it is. And it's like he's already on the path that we're all trying to be on every day. He's there and telling us, sending us postcards back to those behind him about his experiences and what we can look forward to. So, when it comes to Thomas Merton and devotionals, had a couple choices. Had a book that a guy I know, Jonathan Montaldo, used to have more acquaintances with him. He used to run a center in Louisville, a Merton Center for Contemplation. He has put together a year with Thomas Merton, Daily Meditations from His Journal. But there's also another little book called called Through the Year with Thomas Merton by Thomas P. McDonnell, and that's what I'm going to use today. Through the Year with Thomas Merton. And these are meditations not from his journals, but from his writings, his different books, which he has many, many of. Okay, so for August 14th, the theme for today is called Renewed in Scripture. This is a really short selection from Thomas Merton's book, fairly early book in his career, his spiritual writing career, called The Sign of Jonas. The Sign of Jonas. Renewed in Scripture. So just try to set this up a little bit. We'll hear it. We'll talk a little bit. We'll hear it again, and we'll adjourn and leave it to you on this day to deal with it. Amen. Remember how I talk about reading Scripture is living word. It's alive. That's a spiritual perspective, that Scripture contains the Spirit of God. And as we read the Scripture in a spiritual fashion led by the Spirit, as we read Scripture, we enliven our life around us, our within us and all around us, into more and more of seeing the world as God sees it. Because we're reading the way God sees it, and then we absorb that and are able to see the way God sees. And that's what Jesus talks about when he talks about being blind. It's not whether you can physically see or not, or even understand. It's, can you see the way God sees? Can you see through Jesus' eyes? That's when you can see. And once you get to that point, then everything changes. You get to that point in a variety of ways. They're time-tested. They've never changed. They were the same in the first century as they are today. Prayer, real prayer, study of Scripture, living word, meditation and silence and solitude, community and service. That is the life. That's the way. Prayer, Scripture, silence and solitude, community, and service. So, let's get back to Thomas Merton. Amen. August 14th, Renewed in Scripture. Let's prepare our hearts to hear this short little selection. Thomas Merton writes this: by the reading of Scripture, I am so renewed that all nature seems renewed around me and with me. The sky seems to be a purer, a cooler blue. The trees, a deeper green. Light is sharper on the outlines of the forest and the hills. And the whole world is charged with the glory of God, and I feel fire and music in the earth under my feet. That's the devotion for today, renewed by Scripture. So, let's talk about this. Thomas Merton deserves a little coaching. Thomas Merton is writing about a spiritual experience, a personal experience that he has experienced. When he becomes filled with the Holy Spirit, enlivened by the Spirit, given the sight to see the way Jesus sees, all those things, then he has spiritual experiences. He is changed. He is being transformed. He sees things differently. He sees the whole world differently. He sees God in a more realistic way. He sees the church in a more realistic way. Those two things can create a tension and a problem for a priest in the Catholic Church. And they do for Merton. Because he speaks truth. And honestly, there's no point of view in this devotion. There's no opinion. He's sharing what Scripture can do in your spiritual life. Again, renewed in Scripture by Thomas Merton. By the reading of Scripture, I am so renewed that all nature seems renewed around me and with me. The sky seems to be a purer, a cooler blue. The trees, a deeper green. Light is sharper on the outlines of the forest and the hills. And the whole world is charged with the glory of God. And I feel fire and music in the earth under my feet. Wow. Let's walk through that real quick. By the reading of Scripture. So Thomas Merton is telling us and teaching us something about reading Scripture, which we all can learn more about. So this is his two cents. By the reading of Scripture, here's what happens to me. I'm so renewed by the reading of Scripture that all nature seems renewed around me, which means he's seeing things in a new way. He's now seeing the world differently. He has been changed by the reading of Scripture. He has been renewed in the Spirit, and so he sees nature renewed. Because he sees it as God sees it. You see, think about it this way. We tend to see things in their dying. God tends to see things in their living. So when we see, say, something of nature, we sense that that is going away. When God sees something of nature, it never goes away. A tree never goes away. It falls, becomes a home for many critters, and feeds the soil and the plants around it. It eventually rots. It becomes part of the ground. Then it absorbs into the soil. It becomes part of the soil. Then it surrounds the next seed that's getting ready to be fertilized by God. And it becomes part of that tree. It never dies. It's always with us. There's nowhere for it to go. It's physical material. Always with us. It's energy, matter. It's always with us. Our spirit is what's eternal. Our bodies are the same way. We end up nourishing some soil somewhere usually, or our ashes go into some ocean, right? God sees things as living eternally. He sees them with eternal eyes, and that's what happens when you're renewed. Renewed by Scripture. You see things with eternal eyes. Nature seems renewed because you see it in its eternal life. There's no death in nature. You see it around you, and then he says this, and with me. All nature seems renewed with me. Now, this is the principle of unity. When you take on the eyes of Jesus, the sight of God, when you're renewed by the Spirit from reading Scripture, you come to see the unity of all things. It's already there. We're already all related to each other. We have the same Creator. Just ask a tree. A tree will tell you. It told me the other day. Tree said to me, "My God is your God. We share the same God. Let's work through this together. Let's see what I can help you with." It was a scripture. That was a spiritual experience. And that's what Merton is sharing with us. Nature seems renewed around me and with me. I am now one with nature, one with everything. That's a spiritual experience. Then he goes on. He describes the sky. The sky is now pure. Interesting use of words. Pure. Purity. Only God can give purity. There's no such thing as a human purity. Purity comes from God. He says a cooler blue. That word cooler can be used in different ways. A cooler blue. The sky looks cooler. And Merton would be one to use words like, "Man, that's cool." You know, he hung out with a lot of hippies and a lot of other people too. He said the sky is a cooler blue. It just brings joy to me. It looks blue. Now that's sky blue. I can see it clearly. That's a spiritual experience. He goes on to say the trees are a deeper green. Now, is the tree really a deeper green, or is he now seeing it as it really is, as God sees it, and not how he sees it? We tend to see trees as a dying entity. Trees are a living entity. They're alive and always alive. They're green. They're deep green. And I think that's part of seeing the deeper green of a tree. You see it now in its reality as God sees it. He says that even light, and light is so important in the spiritual realm and a spiritual journey, light is sharper on the outlines of the forest and the hills, which means what he's saying is where there's not physical matter, you know, the forest and the hills, then there's this new kind of light. A light you don't normally experience. It's a sharp light on the outlines of the forest and the hills. So that's God, that's light, and that's what Jesus told us about. That's what we'll see. We'll see a new light, new way of seeing light. And then the closing line, which is one of Merton's most famous lines. In a spiritual experience like this, he says, "And the whole world is charged with the glory of God." Because now, with his spiritual change, he is able to see God and the glory of God in all things, in the entire world. The whole world is charged with the glory of God. And that's a truth. There's no disputing that, but now he sees it. And to be able to see that, the charge of the glory of God in the whole world, will create an even deeper spiritual experience. And thus he ends this way. "And I feel fire and music in the earth under my feet." Fire and music, what a combination. Not around him, not in his hermitage, in the earth. The earth is alive with fire and music. It's dancing, it's breathing, it's burning. Oh, the earth is all alive under my feet. And that's today's devotion from Thomas Merton. Be careful now, but why don't you go take a little read in the Scripture? Renewed in Scripture. Amen.